Tom, they're in decline. Silver Springs is a good example of that, where it has about 30% of the water flow today that it has had historically. There's also been a spike in nitrates and other polluting items into Silver Springs. That's typical of all the springs across north central Florida.
Now, many Floridians know Silver Springs for the famous attraction that was there for many years, for the glass-bottom boats, and such a beautiful natural area. The Tarzan movies filmed there back in the 50s. And many environmental groups are saying that Silver Springs specifically is threatened right now. What's going on with that?
But it is threatened. It's had a significant amount of decline in its water flow. There has been a long drought in central Florida. There also have been applications for withdrawal of water from the Florida aquifer, which feeds Silver Springs. There's a very major one that would be even larger than the water required on a daily basis for the city of Ocala that's currently under consideration. This event on Saturday, tomorrow, at Silver River State Park in Ocala is not going to be exclusively about Silver River or Silver Springs, because the conditions that they are experiencing are illustrative of what's happening at many of Florida's other springs.
You know, many of the environmentalists that are working to preserve Florida's springs say that the springs provide a window, literally, really, a window into the health of the underground aquifer and serve as kind of an indicator of the health of Florida's water overall. Can you comment on that, Senator?
I would agree with that, and also they are a window into our economic future. Florida is a state that doesn't have coal or oil and natural gas or steel or the other things that built the industrial economy. What we do have is a wonderful quality of life, and that's going to be our economic engine for the future as people will move jobs, particularly in knowledge-based industries, to the state, as they have in such large numbers around the University of Central Florida, and that becomes the fourth leg of tourism, agriculture, and services for Florida's economy. But if we mess up our environment, if we pollute our rivers and springs, if we reduce the amount of water that's available, we've just killed the goose that's going to lay the golden egg.
There are state regulators who are supposed to be watching the state's water. The state has plenty of environmental regulations to protect the springs. Are you saying that those protections are not strict enough, or are you saying that they're not being enforced?
Both. There was a dramatic reduction in the standards for regulation of water at the 2011 legislative session. There also has been a historic failure to enforce our environmental laws, and those have contributed to the decline that we're now experiencing. So what we're saying is, let's look at all the factors that have affected the state of Florida's springs and rivers, but let's use the best science for that analysis, and then let's use the best science to recommend what do we need to do to reverse this. And we don't have an indefinite amount of time. If by the most conservative estimates, Silver Springs will go dry in about 12 years. By the more aggressive estimates, Silver Springs will go dry in less than 2 years. So we have got a patient that's in the intensive care ward, and we need to act with that sense of urgency.